comes out Harei Arbo Arbo. There's like four brisois. Rashi says L'chol Echad Mi Yisrael. Harei Arbo Arbo. There's four and four. So Rashi Nomaral says that means Arbo brisois as Lilmoid Ve Arbo Lalamed Harei Shmoina. You have four for Lilmoid because there was the Baruch Biklal and Baruch Beprat, Oror Biklal and Oror Beprat. So there's four parts to every one of these four parts of the Lilmoid Lamed Lishma Malasais. So it comes out that there's Arba Arbo, the Arbo, Harei Shmoina. Comes out there's eight. That means four for the Lilmoid, four Lalamed. Then Shmoina Shmoina, there's another four and four for the Lishma Malasais. Harei Sheish Asara. Comes out there was 16. There were 16 brisas like for every single mitzvah. Now this was by the Hagrizim and Arevel. Vechein b'sinai, the same thing happened by Hasinai. Vechein b'arvus moyev, the same thing in arvus moyev. Shinema, the pasuk says, Eila divrei abris, ha'shetziv Hashem es moisha. Uchsiv also says, u'shmaratem es divrei abris azois. So it says it both by Hasinai and by arvus moyev. So it comes out, it was 16 times 3. So nimsa comes out, memches brisois. It was 48 brisois. I'll call mitzvah mitzvah. Every single mitzvah in the Torah of Tanyag mitzvahs have 48 brisos. Like we said, there are four parts to each mitzvah. There's the lilmoid lalamed lishma velasos, and then there are four nyonim. Each one, there's the prat and the klal of the baruch, and the klal and the prat of the yoru. And this was said over three different times by Hagrizim, by Har Sinai, and by Arvus Moiv. So altogether you have 48. So Nimtzah comes out, Memches Brisois HaKol Mitzvah Mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Moitzi HaGrizim. Rabbi Shimon, he takes out HaGrizim HaRevel. O Machnis Oyom Midbar Oyom Moyed Shebe Midbar. And rather he puts in the Oyom Moyed that was in the Midbar. Like Rashi says, Moitzi HaGrizim. Lefi Shloyoma Yeshua Leim Kol HaTorah Ele Mitzvois Sheba Parshim. Over there, Yeshua didn't tell over the whole Taryag Mitzvahs. He only said over those boros and those cholas, what we're talking about over there. So therefore, that's not part of the ones that has the inyonim for the whole Torah. But rather, Machnis Oyom Moed, Rashi says, Shalacha Shukam HaMishkan, Nedabra Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe B'Yishu V'Limdoi Kol HaTorah, Kedosiv Yedabra Hashem Elov M'Yoyim Moed Leimor, the beginning of Vayikra. So that's the third time where the Torah was given, where the mitzvahs were set over, and again was set over with these 16 brisos. So 3 times 16 is 48. Mar says now, V'plukta dahani tanoi. So machlokes like these tanoim, the tanya we learn like this. Rabbi Yishmoya loimer, klolois nemra b'sinai. Upratas b'yayamayit. He learns, no, it wasn't the klal and the prat were both said by Har Sinai like we learned before. But rather, Rabbi Shmuel says, on Har Sinai, only the klolos were said. And the prata is the individual, like the halachis, those were said over in Ayamayit. Like Rashi says, klolos nemra b'sinai. B'stam nemra Torah b'sinai. Learn the sparshala, it wasn't explained there. So going to Sinai Nema was a vachto lovers lo sech v'shlamecho. V'lepirish mat and domim ketzad. It didn't say exactly how to bring the korban shlamin. Hak toris emurim. V'hefshiv netuach v'cholol shalolo. V'seif of a yikra v'yoyim moyed pirisho. So by Hasina it wasn't explained, but later in the yoyim moyed, that's where it was explained. That's where the protests were given over. That's where Rabbi Shmuel learns. Rabbi Akiva v'aymeno, klolois v'protos nemer v'sinat, like we learned before. That even the protests were also set over by Har Sinai. V'nishnu b'yoyim moed, it was set over a second time in Oyom Moed, and v'nishtalshu b'yarvus moed, a third time in Oyom Moed, in Arvus Moed. Like Rashi says, mipi Moshe liYisrael, that's when Moshe taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. Tez Tanakama svir like Rabbi Yishmael. A Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yishmael. Hilkach Har Sinai v'yoyim moed chodhi. Therefore, Tanakama that has to put in HaGrizim and HaRevel, that's one of the three places. He can't just have HaSinai by itself and Oyom Moed, there's two separate things. Because he learns the Klolos was set on HaSinai, and the Protos were in Oyom Moed, that's considered like one. Rabbi Shimon, Sfirlo Kavikiva. the Rabbi Shimon that takes out Hagrizim and Arevel and puts in Oyel Moed, he also like Rabbi Kiva. Hilkach Treinenu, there was one by Har Sinai, the Kolos and Protos, and the same thing was said over again in the Oyel Moed. So that's what the Machlokes is. But according to both of them, it was said 48 times. Yeah. V'yein l'chol, Gemara says now, V'yein l'chol kol dvar mitzvah, mitzvah sheksuva b'Torah, there's no mitzvah that's written in the Torah, shelo nichrusu aleha aboyim m'shmoyne brises. It's like 48 brises were said about it, like we just had before. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar aku omar, he says over mishum Rabbi Shimon, that ein l'chol mitzvah sheksuva b'Torah, shelo nichrusu aleha aboyim m'shmoyne brises. Every single mitzvah has tak of 48 brisos, but shel sheish meyos elef 600,000 or shloshes alpayim and 3,000, the chamesh meyos and 500, the chamesh 50. In other words, every single Jew that was there by Har Sinai, the bris was set each one separately. So every single one of them has these 48 brisos like said to them. Rashi says, "Chol echad shel sheish meyos elav shloshes apayim v'chamesh meyos chamishin k'minyan shoyu b'Sinai shekol echad nasa orav al kol echav." Every single Jew was an orav, was responsible for his brother's mitzvahs. That's what it says in Tosefta. Rama Rebbe, Divrei Rebbe Shimon ben Yehuda, en lanu kamitzvah mitzvah shel nichras olam memchaz brisos shel sheish meyos elav yevesh chol echas yesh bechol achas sheish meyos elav. As every single Jew is responsible for the next Jew. As the mitzvahs arvus, so Murataka says, Yama Rebbe, that Ladivra Rebbe Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvaraku shomer mishumer Shimon that ain lachol kol mitzvah mitzvah shabbat Torah. There's no mitzvah in the Torah. Shle nichrusu aler aboyim mishmoyne brisos. That doesn't have 48 brisos. Shell to sheish meyos elof 600,000 or shloshes apayim and 3,000. The chamesh meyos to 500, the chamesh 50. Nimtza comes out lechol echod v'echod mi Yisrael to every single Jew is sheish meyos elof or shloshes apayim v'chamesh meyos v'chamishim. To every single Jew is achroi, has been arvus, he has to take care of his fellow brother. So every single Jew has this inyan to another 600,350. The 550. Gemara says, "Taka my benayim." What's the difference between the two of them? Drashi my meisav Rebbe for my pligi. What is Rebbe eating on that we didn't have before? And what's the machlokes? Like what is Rebbe? Rebbe's less. Rebbe just said, "I'm a Rebbe." Divrei Rebbe Shimon. Like what is Rebbe eating more than we just said before? We said already, according to Rebbe Shimon ben Yehudish Korakum, that it was given a 48 to 600,000. So Mora says, Amar Mesharshia, Arvor vi Arvor di Arvi kabenayu. The difference is, how much Arvis, how much responsible are you for your next brother? So Rashi says, Amar Rav Mesharshia, Arvor vi Arvor di Arvor. Im nase kol echad oriv al arvusay shechaveiroi. In other words, everybody's responsible for his brother's mitzvahs. That you're responsible, every other Jew should do their tayag mitzvahs. The question is, are you also responsible for his Arvis? As every single Jew has the arvus, this inyan to watch over the second Jew. The question is, though, do you even have to watch over for your friends' arvus also? That's what Rebbe is hitting. That your arvus, not only you have to take care, but you also have to take care that somebody else should take care of his responsibility, that everybody should do the mitzvahs. That's how far it went. That's called arvo, the arvo. The Rashi says, Im nasa kol echad oriv al arvusoy shachaveroi. Oiloi, are you responsible for your friend's responsibility? Rebbe Shimon ben Yehuda says, "Oiloi nasa kol echad oriv al chaveroi." Elish yishmu esa mitzvos. You have to watch your. You have to watch, and everybody else does mitzvos. Nimsa kol echad v'yechad oriv al memches brisoy shekol echad v'yechad. Havoloi nasa kol echad v'yechad oriv al arvus shachaveroi. But you're not responsible for your friend's responsibility. So that's the machlokes, and Rebbe Yehuda no, that everybody is responsible not only for you to do the mitzvahs and everybody else should do the mitzvahs, but you're responsible for other people for their responsibility also to look over everybody. Skid, so that's the klal of Kol Yisrael or Achimim, like the Taim Devarah says, the Sefer says, that really the whole klal is like one big neshama. It's a mashal to one big tree. If you want the tree to grow, you have to make sure the roots grow well, every single part of it. So the whole Klai Yisrael is one big neshama. So everybody's responsible for this neshama that we should only do mitzvahs. So everybody's responsible for everybody else. Right. Dorash Reb Yehuda ben Achmeni Meturgminu, from he said it over, Meturgminu Reb Shimon ben Lakish, that Kol HaParsha Kula Lenemru Ela Benoya from the Ephes. Say this Parsha, Bahagrizim and Arevol, Zabrochus and the Klolus, we could have said about Znus, not to have Znus, not to be Noyev, Beno Ephes. Rashi shall agrizim Lenemru Ela Benoya from the Ephes. Vika Brochus, the Klolus, have to do with Znus. Over ish hashayasa pesalam asecha. What does that mean? V'yoras sagilei. It should have been enough just to say over. Trashi b'tamiya. Koyfu v'yikaru v'sagilei b'yotach akasha. If it really means hashayasa pesalam asecha, someone doesn't avoid the Zora to worship these getchkes, so it's just a curse? Churis chayiv misa. So what's from the posset that says over? Ho'ish hashayasa pesalam asecha. Mashm is only getting a curse. The Gemara says what the pasuk means is ze habo al erva. Somebody lives with a lady that's also to him, an erva. For holid ben, and he gave birth to a son. For holachlid ben or the kechavim, and this son now goes between the goyim. The ovar avodis kechavim, and he goes to worship avodah zarah. That's what we're talking about. That the parents are shodik, the masavim, if they had znus, they can have a bad son. That this son will go and live with, will go be ayuv avodah zarah. The next verse says, Arur, Arur and Aviv, Imoi shall say, Shekach Gormaloi. Like cursed is these parents, that they are the ones that caused their children, their son, to go worship Avodah Zarah, since they themselves had znus. So that's Pshan, the sole parasha of Agrizim and Arevol, these brachas and claws have to do with znus. Tana Rabbon, what is a price like this? The pasuk says, V'nosate sabrochal ha'agrizim, v'yesaklolo. Matam aloi, what's the pasuk have to say? In the lamech yitay brachol ha'agrizim l'klolo ha'revol ha'rek v'nemer. Just to tell us the bracha here and the klolo there, we know already. It says, Eila yamdu l'vorach esom al ha'agrizim. The bracha should be given ha'agrizim. Uchsiv yela yamdu al ha'klolo ha'revol. And the klolo, the curses are given ha'revol. So what's the first pasuk have to say? V'nasat yas ha'brachol ha'agrizim. Ela l'haktim brachol ha'klolo. It comes to say that first we should say the brachas, and then we should say the klolos. Because Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yochel HaBrocha, no, Yochel, I would think, Yochel HaBrocha's Kedemus L'Klolis, maybe all the Brochas should go first, before you even start to say the first Klola. Talmud Loima Brochul Klola, Brocha Achas Kedemus L'Klola. You say first Baruch, and then you say Orr about that same thing, but we ain't Kol HaBrocha's Kedemus L'Klolis, but you do not first say all the Brochas, and then go and repeat all the Klolis. But first you say a bracha, then a klola. A bracha, then a klola. Ola hakish bracha la klola. And there's a hekish between the bracha and the klola leimaloch. Ma klola b'levim, just like the klola is with levim, a bracha b'levim. The same thing, the bracha also is with the levim. O ma klola b'kerum, just like the klola has to be said with a loud voice, is af bracha b'kel rum, who are din, the brachas also said b'kel rum, a loud voice. Uma klola b'loshin ha'kodesh, the klolas have to be said dafk in loshin ha'kodesh, k'diafina we had before, kel kol mi Moshe, Rashi says, is af bracha b'loshin ha'kodesh, the same thing, the brachas also have to be said over dafk in loshin ha'kodesh. Uma klola, just like by the klolo, the klalu prat, there was a klal toward the general rule to everybody, and there was a prat individual, is ah bracha, the same thing the bracha, the klalu prat. Ma klolo, and just like by the klolis, elu vi elu oinim vi oimrim omi, both on hagrizim nareva, both of them are answer back and say omi to it, is ah bracha, the same thing by the bracha, elu vi elu oinim vi oimrim omi, both are answer back and say omi, that's the way it was, the hagrizim and hareva. Now the Mishnah says like this, Birchas Kahanim Ketzet. The Mishnah before said that Birchas Kahanim is Dafka Nemra B'loshin HaKodesh. Now how do they go to say Birchas Kahanim? The Medina, which means the outside the Beis HaMikdash, is Oymer Oysa Shalosh Brochas. They said in three Brochas, like we do now. Rashi says, Mishem Afsikin HaKahanim, Bein Posek LaPosek, V'yayin HaMatzibur Omein, like we do now. we divide up in three psukim, and we answer amen after each pasuk. Uva migdosh, but when the kohanim used the duchen in the base of migdosh, bracha achas, then they did not answer in between amen, like Rashi says, because they did not answer amen in the base of migdosh. So it does not have seikim, it looked like one long bracha. Va'amikdash oimeres Hashem kichsavoy. In the base of migdosh, the kohanim used to say Hashem's name the way it was written.